which one God wanted me to choose until I came across one called the Victor's Crown.
Ooh, glory.
Okay. And so join in with me, okay?
Let's just stand. Let's just give God that honor. Thank
you. Praise. Victorious now.
Yes.
Glory to you.
Yes.
Heaven's angels all around. My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown.
Yes.
You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend.
Jesus.
By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down.
Yes.
In your presence, dear, is silent. For you wear the victor's crown.
Jesus.
Let your glory fill this temple. And let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you.
Jesus.
Not all. Hallelujah. Cross the work was finished. You were buried in the ground. But the grave could not contain you. For you wear the victor's crown. Hallelujah, give him praise. Woo! Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Churches, and to each church he says, to him are you who overcomes, and he gives a promise, right?
Yeah.
So we can overcome too. Mm-hmm. Because he overcame,
yes,
and he lives in us, we can overcome too.
Amen.
Amen. That's great. That's great. You know, I like the jewelry, you know, when you see young girls wearing these simple crosses. You ever see that? And they look nice. I like those, you know, young girls, they would just wear a cross, you know. And it just really looks good. Mm-hmm. And we use that cross as a symbol so much, don't we, in Christianity. We put it on all kinds of jewelry. We wear it on bracelets, and we wear it on our necklaces, and, you know, cufflinks. And, in fact, I've got it on my ring, my wedding band. Muffin and I have a cross on our wedding band.
Oh, how cool.
Man, that's a good idea.
Oh, wow.
Well, you haven't looked at your own, I'm going to show you that. There it is. See it? Right there.
Sure is. Yeah. I have to look from under my glasses.
There you go.
That's awesome.
So we have I like the cross. You know, I like the song, the old rugged cross. Sing it since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, you know, in church. But I like that song, and I like the cross. But today, we're going to talk about something different. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a lot easier to wear a cross on a necklace around your neck than it is to wear an empty tomb. That might be a little heavy, huh? I'm not sure exactly what it would look like, you know, but it was like a little bit, that wouldn't really work too well. But that's what we're talking about today. we talk about the cross a lot, and we talk about the cross a lot in the Bible. But today we're going to talk about the empty tomb, resurrection.
Amen.
And if you want to, you go ahead and be turning to 1 Corinthians 14. It's 15. 1 Corinthians 15. And there's a phrase in this chapter that kind of grabbed me. It's always kind of grabbed me. And if you're in the right one, it starts out, "Moreover, brethren." Mm-hmm. Is that 15?
Mm-hmm. That's 15.
All right. 1 Corinthians 15. And so...
15 and what, Ray?
Well, we're going to be all over the place.
All right.
But we'll stay in the chapter, or try to, anyway. I don't promise anything. But the verse, look down at 19. Verse 19, it says here, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now that word miserable can also be interpreted to be pitied. We're the most to be pitied. When I read that, I thought, well, that's something. We're the most miserable of men. Right?
No.
We're the most miserable of men if in this life only we have hope in Christ. Christians would be the most miserable people if it wasn't for one thing. That our hope is not just in this life. But our hope continues into the next life.
Yeah.
There is a resurrection.
Amen.
Of the dead. There is a resurrection of the dead. And Jesus proved it. Jesus proved it. You know, that was a big controversy when he was down on earth preaching. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees did believe in the resurrection of the dead. There's a big controversy between them. Every time they get together, guess what they like to argue about? Is there a resurrection? Right? And the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. Well, Jesus put that controversy to at rest.
Yeah.
He should have, really, at that point. And so we believe that we shall also be resurrected. We shall also be resurrected as he was resurrected. He was the first to be resurrected. We also are going to be resurrected. So this is what we celebrate at Easter. You know, if we didn't have this, we'd be like all the other religions.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, but we don't. We have more than that.
That's right.
Right?
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the thing that separates us from the world.
Yeah.
The resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of Jesus. So let's look at verse 1, and we'll read a little bit. I'll just point out a couple of things to you. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the good news." The gospel. I got some good news, which I preached to you, which you have also received, and wherein ye stand. You're standing firm in the good news that I brought to you. The truth that I brought to you, you're listening to it, you're standing firm in it, you're hanging on to it. And that's good. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. Whoa.
That's an interesting scripture.
Believed in vain?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were just saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we have believed in Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. If there's no resurrection of the dead, our belief is in vain. So Paul is saying, he's setting them up for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's setting them up for this verse 19.
Yep.
Way back here in verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Says, but you have not believed in vain, because Jesus has been resurrected.
Yes.
So he goes on and he supports this. He says, this is what I told you. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He died. Scripture said he died. It said he was going to die, and sure enough, he died. And that he was buried. Right? That's our gospel, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ crucified. He said, that's what I preach, Jesus Christ crucified. He died and he was buried. Nice story, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the end of the story. Is it? Mm-hmm. It would just be a nice story if we stopped there. Mm-hmm. But now, what makes it a tremendous story? Well, because you go on.
Mm-hmm.
He says, let's see, that he was buried and that he rose again.
Uh-huh.
The third day, according to the Scriptures.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, flashing lights, fireworks going off. He rose again. Well, I'll raise your eyebrows, won't it? Amen. That he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time.
Come on in.
Mm-hmm. For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
But. Amen.
That's right. But.
Uh-huh.
I am what I am. Remember Popeye saying that? You remember Popeye? The character?
Yeah.
I am what I am. Where do you think he got that? He got it from the Bible. You know, somebody said, we got it from the Bible. I am what I am. Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain.
Come on now.
Not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
We do not believe in vain.
Mm-hmm.
We do not believe in vain. There is a purpose to our belief, and that purpose
Jesus.
Will be realized. Mm-hmm. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. This is what we preach. Jesus died.
Uh-huh.
Jesus was buried.
Mm.
But Jesus came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came back to life.
Yeah.
You wonder, and I wondered about the resurrection. And how did Jesus get resurrected? Why was his resurrection so different? Other people have been resurrected, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Elijah bring the boy back? And Elisha mm-hmm. bring the boy back? And,
mm-hmm.
and even somebody came back to life when the bones of Elisha was
yeah.
put in his grave. He came back
mm-hmm.
to life.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came back to life, and he had nobody to call him back to life.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on now.
That is good.
He went down to death, but he, with the power within himself, came back to life.
Amen. Mm. Holy Spirit.
He had no person to come and bring him back to life.
Mm-hmm.
He came back to life on his own.
Mm-hmm.
The death could hold other people until
yep.
somebody came and pulled them out. But he couldn't hold Jesus.
Amen. Mm. Jesus.
He came and defeated death.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Grave, where's your victory? Death,
mm-hmm.
where's your sting? He came right
Jesus.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Whew. So he says, now he begins to talk to the Sadducees, all right? He says, now Christ is be preached, this is verse 12, now Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Who's he talking to? The Sadducees. Right, some of the others that believe that way. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no resurrection, then Christ could have been come mm-hmm. back, right?
Yep.
And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain.
Jesus.
Everything falls apart if he didn't come back from the dead.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything falls apart.
My, my, my.
Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Jesus, of grace of Christ, and he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
Mm-hmm.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a sad picture.
Yeah.
It's a sad, if he did not come back to life, it's a sad picture that Paul paints for us here. He said, man, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad picture. Mm-hmm. Now in verse 20, he turns it around. But now Christ is risen from the dead.
Uh-huh.
He is risen from the dead.
Jesus.
That picture is not here because he has been risen from the dead.
Uh-huh.
And become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Yeah.
But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God. Wow. Delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Amen? The kingdom, Jesus is going to deliver to God.
Yeah.
He's going to put down all rule and all authority and power.
Jesus.
Well, how's he going to do that?
Body.
Through
church.
Us.
Yeah.
Through us.
That's right.
He's going to put down these rulers, he's going to deliver the kingdom through us because he is the King of
Kings
and the Lord of
Lords.
Well, who are the lords and the kings?
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Amen.
We take authority. Mm-hmm. Whose authority are we taking?
Yeah.
His authority.
Mm-hmm.
His
Jesus.
Authority. Mm-hmm. I'll leave you with this thought. You know, we were talking about submission. And we were talking about how, you know, people are under authority, right? The centurion, he was under authority. Then he had soldiers under him, right? And the idea is, he says, I am placed, the centurion told Jesus, he says, I am placed in a place where I am under authority. Therefore, I have a people under my authority. And how did he explain that to Jesus? He says, I obey those who are over me. I obey them. And I have soldiers, and I tell one to go, and he goes. And another one come, and he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Another, do this, and they all obey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the kind of authority that he had.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke it, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Did the centurion have to do anything but speak? He said, I say to this one, I say to this one, come. I say to this one, go. I say to this one, do this. When I hear someone say something to me that I'm under his authority, I do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, I don't think you would get very far in being promoted, Brother Gwynn, if you didn't take orders well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to look and see if I'm going to promote this guy, right, to a place where he's going to give orders, I got to know that he's going to be able to take orders.
Come on in.
And follow orders, right? Yeah. So we follow the orders of our king.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the authority.
Jesus.
To take back the authority. Take the kingdom for God. That is the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
And we can rejoice that we are in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And that one day, if the Lord tarries, we're going to be resurrected.
Amen.
Along with him. If he doesn't, Terry, we'll just go on. skip that part. We're going to get our incorruptible bodies early, right? Amen?
Amen.
It's the resurrection that we celebrate.
Amen.
Let all men know it. And we are not to be pitied. We are to be envied.
Amen?
Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you that you gave us Jesus, who was born, who lived, who died, who was placed in a tomb, a cold tomb, and who came alive again. And we can have that same hope of immortality because of him. We thank you, Father. Bless our food, bless our fellowship today. Help us in our desire to celebrate your day. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you.